So I've been working with this one gentleman in Roseburg. He's got most of his money in CDs. Like literally, I think he's got over $800,000 in CDs.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Like for 2021, we are already at 6% inflation.
Right.
And so if you're in cash or you're in CDs, you're basically just accepting a 6% loss. He just had some experiences in the past and he is just not interested in being in the market. And it's interesting because of all the people, he can absolutely afford it because he's basically retired. He's got enough sources of income that he's actually saving month to month. And he doesn't actually want to leave it all behind. We spend a lot of time talking about, you know, building a legacy or, you know, he's going to get the biggest return on investment and figuring out how to spend his money and figuring out how to leave a legacy to the proper stewards and all that stuff. But ultimately, you know, we look at the whole plan and we looked at some market guard situations and certain market guard portfolios. And I showed him that even when you go back to the recession, we have market guard portfolios that literally didn't lose anything more than 4% or something like that. And so when you look at that risk compared to pretty much a sure thing that you're losing 6% in purchasing power this year, it kind of puts things into perspective because there's really no such thing as risk-free. People just focus on market risk. And 20 years from now, his $3,000 a month budget that he's comfortable with is going to cost him at least six. And sure, he can afford that. But is that what we want? Do we really want to just have $1 million that's going to be $500,000 later when we leave it behind? We've taken some time to look at the big picture and we've identified a few other things that we can do to, you know, solve some of these problems long term and just give him a lot more flexibility in the future. And I believe we're going to help him with the ROI on two sides. We're going to help him with the ROI that the actual dollar amount, he's going to have bigger, higher numbers, but also we're going to help him focus on getting the return on investment from the standpoint that I believe he's going to learn to enjoy to spend his money more and that he's going to find some passion and meaning in who he decides to leave that with.